Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, by some auspicious opportunity for the two boys, the great saint Devashi Narada once appeared there by chance. Seeing them intoxicated with rolling eyes, he could understand their situation. Purport. It is said, sadhu sangha sarva sadhi sastre hoy, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 54. Wherever Narada Muni goes, any moment at which he appears is understood to be extremely auspicious. It is also said, Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagavayan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Paye Bhakta Latta Bija. According to their karma, all the living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the lower planetary systems, and some of them are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text 151. Narada appeared in the garden to give the two sons of Kuvera the seed of devotional service. Even though they were intoxicated, saintly persons know how to bestow mercy upon the fallen souls. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanan Jnana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschacade Sacharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So taking the blessings of everyone, we can say something. I don't particularly feel qualified to sit here and say something, but for some reason they keep on asking me to give class. So please bear with me. Thank you for your time. So here we can see that the sons of Kuvera, they are intoxicated by their wealth. So the nature of wealth, particularly if you have excess wealth, then it's easy for this wealth to get to your head. Generally, this wealth has an effect that it changes your personality. We have seen in the past that when someone is poor, if he's given some money, then he changes. Many, many times we read in a situation, someone wins a lottery, and the moment he acquires vast amount of wealth, then he loses the plot in life. He goes mad. So here it is given the description that the two sons of Kuvera, that they were in the same situation, that their father, he owned vast amounts of treasury. And when you have this vast amount of treasury, then what do you want to do with it? You want to show off with it. You want to let everyone know how wealthy you are. And because this wealth, it attracts other living entities. When somebody knows you are wealthy, then somehow or another, this attracts another living entity. There was one little clip I saw about this one guy. He was standing right next to this nice Lamborghini, really nice, flashy, top of the range. He was dressed all smart, and he was leaning on the Lamborghini. And these ladies, when they were walking past, they saw him, and they saw that Lamborghini. They thought, wow, this is really nice. Maybe I should go and have a little chat with this guy over here. So then naturally, the ladies, they were looking at the car, and the guy started, yeah, do you like the car? And he started striking a conversation with them. So then the ladies said, yeah, I hit it off over here. So then the guy, you know, obviously got the confidence of the ladies, then said, okay, let's go out for a ride. And the ladies said, oh, the Lamborghini, are you sure? And he didn't say anything. Then he went towards his real car. It was a useless old dufty car. So as soon as the ladies realized that this guy didn't own this, but he had some, you know, useless car, they lost interest in him. So the idea is that, you know, when someone has some wealth, then people get attracted to that situation. So in this same situation, the two boys, the two demigods, interesting that it says that they're boys. Because generally it's a boys, they don't know how to kind of deal with certain things. I remember when I used to give presents to my boy, Echo Chakra, and they get all so excited about it, isn't it? Tearing off the wrappers, pulling out the present, going around with it and showing it off and this, that, and the next thing. So when boys are given toys, you know, the same boys and the toys, they will become very, very excited with it, you know. They'll think, yeah, let's show off with it. So this is exactly what these two boys decided to do. They decided to show off, and they decided to throw the party of the year. And they decided to invite all the apsaras. And then in that situation, there was good food. There was loads of intoxication and drinks. And when you start to drink, you lose your inhibition. Then you kind of start to, like, you know, start to do a bit crazy things. I've never had that experience, luckily. But some of you more seasoned devotees out there, maybe in your past lives, you've had that maybe experience that when you get a bit tipsy, you start to say things that you probably don't mean. You start to do things that you wouldn't normally do. So this is the same kind of situation with these two boys, these two demigods, that they started getting a little bit tipsy and started woo-woo, and they started, like, you know, enjoying, and they started chucking off their clothes and things like that. And there were some ladies also over there, and they were also in a very intoxicated situation. And they also lost their inhibition. And in this way, they were all frolicking and enjoying that situation. It so happened that while they were doing this, the great saint Narada Muni, as he was flying by, he caught this situation from the corner of his eye. And by nature, Narada Muni is all compassionate. So there's two ways to see this situation. If you say, see Nikhil all enjoying, having a great time, you can just say, I knew that guy was out of it, you know. Or you can go to him and start to help him. Do you need any help? So there's two situations you can deal with. And according to the type of person you are, this is how you'll deal with the situation. One, you'll just say, I knew those two boys were out of it. I'm going to go and report them to Indra and give them all a good thrashing, you know. But no, Narada Muni wasn't in that kind of a mentality. What kind of a mentality he was in? He was one of a compassionate mentality. And then he decided to come down and see the situation. And as he came down, everyone who was there enjoying, particularly the ladies, when they saw the great saint Narada Muni come, they became embarrassed. They became bashful. They became shy. This is one of the qualities of the ladies. It's explained there in the Bhagavad Gita. So as soon as they saw this situation, that the great sage Narada Muni is there, immediately they took their clothes and started covering their bodies. However, the boys had gone a little bit too deep down in the well of enjoying. And even though they saw Narada Muni, they did not feel any embarrassment. They didn't feel any shame. They just carried on as life was honky-dory. So then Narada Muni took it upon himself that he will bless them, but at the same time he has to teach them a lesson. And he decided that you like to be naked, you like to have no clothes, so then you should take a particular type of body that has no clothes, and that is a tree. So you can see the tree doesn't have any kind of covering or clothes. So then Narada Muni, he cursed them to be what trees, you remember? That's right. So then, as we all know, the pastimes, it unfolded that Lord Krishna personally came and gave darshan to these two boys. So while I was reading this particular verse, I was thinking that it is a wonderful quality that the sadhu, a devotee, has, that he goes and helps the other living entities. And Narada Muni is known for helping so many other devotees, disciples. He's quite a transcendental spaceman. Sometimes he goes and wind things up, as we saw in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, when Kamsa, he let Vasudev and Devaki keep the sons. Then Narada Muni, he came and he started winding up Kamsa. Oh, I've realized, I've seen that you've let the firstborn of Devaki live. And then he started saying, well, actually, you have to be careful, because many, many people are taking birth in the Yadu dynasty. In fact, you never actually know, Krishna could be in one of these. So in this way, he started winding up Kamsa. Then this was in a ploy. For what reason? Does anyone know? Why would Narada Muni go and incite something in Kamsa that would make him want to go and kill the sons of Devaki? Doesn't seem quite right. But what was the reason? Anyone know? That's right. Narada Muni wanted to speed up the appearance of Lord Krishna. So there's quite a few pastimes, quite a few disciples Narada Muni has helped in our scriptures. Does anyone recall any pastimes of Narada Muni where he's helped someone in the same situation? Magrari the hunter, that's right. You might have seen that awful play by the Bhaktivedanta players. Never heard of those guys. But anyway, they enacted this particular play. So there Magrari was killing animals, heart as hard as a stone, killing animals. And particularly Magrari, he enjoyed not just killing them, but he enjoyed half killing them and watching them suffer. So you must be quite low to want to be in that state of consciousness. So when Narada Muni, he came over there, he saw all these poor animals, half killed, all in so much pain. Then Narada Muni inquired who was performing this act. Then Magrari showed himself and there was a conversation taking place. And then Narada Muni said, for this action, you shall reap. You will suffer. You will also be put in the same pain. Then Magrari, of course, non-believer, he didn't believe in this. And then Narada Muni showed him the vision that you can see your future. And there he saw the same animals that he tortured, the same animals that he killed, they came and tortured him. So then he realized what he was doing was wrong, and he gave up his bad ways. And he became a disciple of Narada Muni. And because of Narada Muni's compassion, then Magrari the hunter was transformed into a wonderful devotee. And his learned friend, Parvata Muni, he came to see Magrari, and he was astonished to see that this hunter had become such a saintly person that he would not even hurt an ant. And then Parvata Muni, he said that Narada Muni is like a Chintamani stone. He is a touchstone. That wherever Narada Muni goes, then all auspiciousness is there. That person gets transformed and he becomes a devotee. So this is another example where Narada Muni's compassion helped another living entity. Any other wonderful pastimes of Narada Muni anyone can think of? Srinivas Prabhu, our learned pundit. Okay, go ahead. Kailash? No, I don't. Tell us. Go on.
So, Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha and he asked Lord Narayan about the fallen souls. So, Lord Narayan told him, try and this person, Kailash, you try and bring him back to Vaikuntha. You see if you can bring him back. So, Narada Muni went and Kailash had his family, children, and wife, and so Narada Muni said, you come back with me. Lord Narayan wants you to come back to Vaikuntha. So Kailash said, well, I have my responsibility to look after the family. I can't just leave it like this. So Narada Muni went away, and the children had grown up, and he was getting old. Narada Muni said, now you're old, now you can come back. Kailash said, I have to look after my grandchildren. I can't just leave responsibility. So Narada Muni went away. So next time Kailash became a dog. So Narada Muni is wondering, what happened to this Kailash, you know? I don't see him. So the dog was saying, I am Kailash. I'm in a dog's body now. So Narada Muni said, what are you doing as a dog? Come back. So Narada Muni, the dog said, I have to guard the property. I can't leave the house. So then Narada Muni went away. Next time Kailash became a snake in the backyard. And Narada Muni said, what happened to this Kailash? So the snake said, I am he. I've become a snake in the backyard. So then Narada Muni told the children that there's a snake in your backyard. So they went and beat him with sticks. After that, he suffered, you know, after beating him with sticks. So then Kailash said, okay, I'll come back with you now.
Narada Muni ki? Interesting, although Narada Muni, we see most of the times that he's giving instruction to others, helping others, but sometimes Narada Muni also gets baffled. And he also sometimes doesn't understand the potency of Krishna himself. So there was this one particular time when Narada Muni, he went to Lord Narayan. And he said to Lord Narayan, I've heard so much about this Maya. I heard it's a very, very powerful energy. And it's not easy to cross this Maya. And then Narada Muni said, can you explain to me what this Maya is? I just don't quite understand. I can't quite comprehend. Then Narayan looked at Narada and he said, all right, I'll explain it to you. And then, boom, by the mystic power of Lord Narayan, Narada Muni was wandering, and then he came up upon this very, very nice village. And then in the village, he was feeling a little bit hungry after his travels. Most people, you know, the travels, you get a bit, get hungry. So then he decided to knock on this house. And then the person opened the door. And which is the culture of our Vedic culture. When you see a sadhu, you invite him. And then you welcome him. And you wash his feet, you offer him a garland, say some nice words, some water. And then in this way, Narada Muni was treated very, very nicely. And it just so happened that the father, the owner of the house, had a very, very nice, beautiful daughter. And this started making some tingling sounds in Narada Muni's heart. And he looked at this. And then the daughter said, "Would you like some more sweet rice?" And now I said, "Ooh, yes, wouldn't I like some more sweet rice?" So in this way, Narada Muni became quite captivated by the beauty of the daughter. And then it is said that you should only stay in the grihastha's house as long as it takes to milk a cow. It's not very long. That's as long as one should stay in a grihastha's house. Of course, when you do congregational preaching, you can stay a bit longer. Go easy with the gulab jams, though. But the reason is, it's very, very easy. When you look at the grihastha's house, wow, this guy's got a 52-inch TV. Ooh. And then you look at all the wonderful luxury things he has, not realizing the suffering that he might have gone through to get that. So then the idea is then the saintly person, he leaves. But Narada Muni became quite comfortable over there. Then he started talking more and more. Then he asked the father, "Can I have your daughter's hand in marriage?" And then the father said, "What better person can I find for my daughter than the great sage Narada Muni? If you have a daughter..." And the great sage Narada Muni says, "Can I marry your daughter?" He's not going to hesitate. "Yeah, go ahead, by all means." So the father was very elated. He became very happy. Then all the wedding bells were ringing and the priests were welcome. Luckily not Jai Krishna priest, you know. And then the wedding was performed. Then in this situation, Narada Muni, he settled down. Then he got a nice graha. And then he had a nice shri. And then he became very, very happy. And then lo and behold, when you get married, what happens next? Children, inevitable. So then Narada Muni became very, very happy. And then he became quite engrossed in his family life and he saw the children growing up and gaga, gaga, goo, 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 you know. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he explains the situation in that song, Amara Jivana. It's a very, very beautiful, powerful purport that the baby is there in the cot and everyone's looking and gaga-gugging and, you know, making the baby feel so comfortable, so... And you think this is, that's it, this is ultimate in life, getting all the attention and pampering from all the family members. But we know that's not the reality. Then... As the children grew up, then one day there was a terrible hurricane. A monsoon weather had come. And the weather was devastating and it just rained and it just rained and it just rained. And the water level started coming higher and higher. And then Narada Muni took his family to the floor high. And then the water started raising and unfortunately the children were swept away by the fast current of the river and they were starting to taken away. The Narada Muni started shouting their name, just like Ajimali was shouting the name of Narayan. So that's natural when you're in distress, you shout out your family member's name, then the water getting higher and higher. And then as he went on the roof, the water was getting higher, then he was shouting for his children, he was shouting for his wife. And then in this way he was shouting and he was in so much pain, he was suffering. And then the voice came and said, Narada Muni, do you know what Maya is now? And then within that moment, he was back again in Vaikuntha with Lord Narayan. And then Narada Muni said, yes, I know what Maya is. I don't think I'm going to get married. So in this way, Narada Muni, he also learned something for himself. And also there's the situation of Narada and the cobbler. Because you know that story as well. There was the learned Brahmin. He was very, very learned, reciting the Vedas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Upanishads, Reader's Digest, all these different books he was reading. And then when he saw Narada Muni, then he wanted to know when his liberation was. Then he saw the cobbler, very, very low-class cobbler, fixing the shoes, working on leather, but always chanting the names of the Lord, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. They both asked, if you see Lord Narayan, please ask me when I'll get my liberation. And then Narayan said to Narada, when you see the Brahmin, tell him it'll take many, many lifetimes. And when you see the cobbler, after this life, he will have my darshan. And Narada Muni was surprised. He couldn't understand. What is this? This Brahmin, he chants, he's got a nice Brahmin thread like this, you know. Why is he not getting liberation? He takes bath 3 times daily. He studies the Vedas until his head hurts. But the cobbler, he's just working on leather. Then he said, well, when you see these two persons, when they ask what I was doing, tell them that I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Then Narada Muni said, yes. Then, of course, when he went to see the great Pandit, then when he realized that he was not going to get liberation, he was really upset. Naturally, you would get upset. You're working so, so hard, and you think you're going to get liberation. You don't. So he got very, very upset. And then he asked, what was Lord Narayan doing? And then he said, Lord Narayan was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Of course, for the learned Pandit, this seemed preposterous. Can you imagine a giant elephant going through the eye of a needle? He couldn't believe it. So he thought Narada Muni was an imposter. Then he went to the cobbler. Then he asked the cobbler. Cobbler was told that he will get liberation after this lifetime. And then he asked the Lord, he asked Narada Muni what the Lord was doing. And he said the Lord was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. And then the cobbler, without hesitation, said, oh, that's such a wonderful thing the Lord is doing. Then Narada Muni said, what? Do you actually believe this? And within his simple mind, the logic was that he picked up a small seed. And he said, if my Lord can put a whole big banyan tree in this small seed, what is the difficulty for him to put an elephant through the eye of the needle? So then Narada Muni could see that this cobbler, even though simple, he had faith, he had shraddha, and he could understand that actually he was really eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. There was another story where Narada Muni, when he went to visit Lord Narayan, then there was one farmer. And then this farmer in the morning, he would do his puja, he would do his prayers, read the Bhagavatam, and then he would go out in the farm and work all day, and then evening he would come. And then Narayan started praising him. And he said, this is such a wonderful devotee. And then I'm very, very happy with the devotion he has. Then Narada Muni became a little puffed and he says, this person, the Lord is praising him, yet I am constantly chanting your name. He's always chanting Krishna's name wherever he goes. And then Narada Muni was a bit baffled. He was feeling a bit comfortable. He couldn't understand why the Lord was praising this simple farmer. He only chanted in the morning and evening. The rest of the day he was too busy doing the rest of his kind of activities. Then the Lord said, on that farm, this 2 acres of land over there, I want you to go around that farm. And Naaman said, yeah, no problem. He said, this pot of water, I want you to balance it on your head and walk around. So then Naaman said, yes. But the trick is that you don't spill any water from the pot. How hard is that? I can do that, no problem. So Narada Muni went to the farm, put the pot on his head, the water was full to the top, and he started walking around the farm. And then he was being very careful because Narayan said, don't drop any water. So he was being very careful, concentrating very, very hard. Then he went around. Then by the time he finished, he became very, very happy because he had finished. And what did he achieve? He did not drop one drop of water from the pot. Then he went to Narayan, oh, look, I finished the task. I've done it. So what does this prove? And then the Lord said, while you went around the farm with the pot on your head, how many times did you chant Narayan? Oh, you didn't ask me to chant Narayan, did you? You said to keep the water in. And then, okay. So then the situation, as you probably know, is that the farmer, he was very busy. As Narada Muni was busy doing his pot balancing, he didn't chant Narayan's name. So it is such that sometimes when we're doing our work, when we're doing our activities, it's not always possible, but the thought, our activities, if it's all dedicated to Krishna, then Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna, Gokulananda, they become very, very happy with our bhakti, our devotion. Any other story? Of course, we know there's a story of Chitraketu is very, very famous. When Narada Muni, he went to visit Chitraketu. So Chitraketu had many, many, many wives, but from these wives, he could not get any children. For a king, when he can't get a child to take over his kingdom, it's a very, very distressful situation. So Narada Muni happened to pass by. So there's two things. When a saintly person comes to see you, you can take two things from the saintly person. You can either take avishyaman bhava, blessings, and that's generally most of the time. When we see a saintly person, we want the blessings. We want our life to be prosperous. Because the sadhu, Narada Muni, they have some shakti, they have some power. And by giving such blessings, it can enhance your life. It can make your life much, much better. So when Chitraketu saw Narada Muni, such a great opportunity that the great sage Narada Muni had come to your palace, he could have taken instruction, and Narada Muni said, ah, don't worry about these material things, you're going to give it up anyway. The real important thing is your Krishna consciousness. But Narada Muni knew within his heart he was not ready to hear any of this instruction. So he gave him what he wanted. And that was he wanted a son. But again, it was a blessing and a curse. Because that's what sadhus, that's the way they kind of go around things. They give you a blessing, but at the same time, it's always kind of got a little bit of a clause in it, like some kind of contract you read. Oh, I didn't read that. So there's always some clause inside there, you know. So then he gave that blessing, and the child was named Harsha Shoka. Is that correct? So then everyone became very excited, again ran the car, cuckoo, cuckoo, ah, rattle and everything. And then no more, especially Chitraketu, he became very, very attached to his son. Imagine you've waited so long, then your child is born, you became attached, and he started neglecting all the other wives. He taking care of more, the wife who gave the child. Naturally, the other ladies became a bit upset. Oh, he's not buying me a sari anymore. You know, so they started thinking, it's this new wife, you know, she's getting all the attention. Oh, this is not good. So then they conspired, poisoned the innocent child. And of course, this was something that devastated. Chitraketu, he had waited so long for a child, and everyone was crying and banging their heads on the floor, and I was wailing situation. And then Narada Muni, he came by, he saw the situation, boom, he brought the child back to life again. And Chitraketu became so happy. Wow, my child is back. Again, the wailing stopped, the crying stopped. He became all happy. He went in to start to pick up the child. Oh, my son, oh, I'm so happy to see you. And then the son looked at him. Who are you? Chitraketu said, I'm your father, you know me, the king. He said, really? I don't know you. He said, yeah, you know, I was your father. And then the son started speaking elaborate philosophy to the king. Of course, when a small child starts to speak philosophy to you, you get a bit baffled. What's this? I can't believe this. But slowly, slowly, Chitraketu started listening to the instructions given to him by the child. So in this way, Narada Muni help Chitraketu in an indirect kind of a way so that it could help him, it could benefit him. Any other stories of the wonderful Narada Muni? Yes? Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva, yep. Another wonderful story. There's another kind of a story that Narada Muni, he was once sitting at the throne of Indra. And then there was the great sages, Brihaspati was there, the sun god was there, and everyone was there. And then Durvasa Muni, he came, and he had a lot of books with him. And he was like carrying all these books, and he went across the court, and he started sitting down, and he started looking at these books. Then Narada Muni said, what is the purpose of all these books you're carrying? And he says, well, I want to learn, I want to become a learned pundit. He said, these books you have, you haven't learned anything from them. And then Durvasa Muni said, what are you talking about? He said, you came in an assembly with exalted Vaishnavas, with exalted persons. You completely ignored them. You were so engrossed in your books that that's all you cared. But you forgot to understand the conclusion of the scriptures is that we should offer respects to the sadhus. Because as explained here, lava matra siddhi, that by their presence, by their blessings, we can get blessings. We can get Krishna bhakti. And then Durvasa Muni, he realized, actually this was his mistake. Then he chucked the books away and offered obeisance to everyone. So the sadhu, when he comes to your place, then he will help you. He will give you his association. And then if you're fortunate enough, then you can take some instruction. So Narada Muni is one such sadhu. There's so many sadhus. So even within our own society, we have sadhus as well. And they go out and they give the benefit of their association to other people. And we have Srila Prabhupada, who is also a great saintly person. And Srila Prabhupada was once on a plane, and he sat to one person next to him, and he just made some nice, pleasant conversation with the person. And it was a nice talk. They didn't talk about anything spiritual. They didn't talk just a little bit about life, you know. And then by the end of that flight, this person was so impressed by Srila Prabhupada that later he became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And as you might know or might not know, he became Vasudev, later became the GBC of Fiji. So this is the potency, the power of sadhu. We see in 26 Second Avenue, when Srila Prabhupada was over there, most of the people, when you speak and have an interview with them, it wasn't the philosophy that attracted them. Obviously, there was some little bit, but it was the presence of Srila Prabhupada. And if you read their memoirs, if they read their dealings with Prabhupada, it was this potency that Srila Prabhupada had that some of these New Yorkers, I don't know if you know about New Yorkers, they're pretty tough guys, you know. They, you know, you don't come face to face with a New Yorker, you know. But Srila Prabhupada was such a compassionate person that he melted the hearts of these people, and in turn he also made them sadhu. So in conclusion, if you get an opportunity, take the opportunity of a sadhu. Because as we also know, in Narada Muni's own life, before he became Narada Muni, it was because of the association of the Bhaktivedantas that he became the great sage Narada Muni. So when you get the opportunity, take that opportunity. And there's three things which are very, very conducive from a sadhu that will help you immensely with your spiritual life. Anyone know what they are? These three things, by hook or crook, if you can get them, will help you. One is the dust from a Vaishnava. If you can get the dust from a Vaishnava, this will help you. Two, when a Vaishnava comes, sometimes you wash his feet as they would wash the feet of Srila Prabhupada. If you can get that water which is washed the feet of that sadhu, it has such powerful potency. And the third one, come on, you can get the third one. The remnants of a Vaishnava. And this is the one that changed Narada Muni. The remnants of a Vaishnava. If you can get these three things, then if you're struggling with your Krishna consciousness, as I am, you get this by hook or crook. It will help you so much. Thank you very much for your time. Srila Prabhupada ki, Narada Muni ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much.